This is a time that no matter what I would say, if God doesn't back this up, I'm wrong. That His Word's wrong. And wouldn't you like to know whether Christianity is real or not? What if it's just a declaration of words? The Mohammedan can say the same thing. What if you say, oh, brother, like Dr. Marsh Reedhead, when he talked to that Mohammedan, he said, looky here. He said, Mr. Reedhead, he said, Mohammed's just as real to me as Christ is to you. Said, how, what could your resurrected Jesus, as you call him, do for me anymore? Now, you know who Reedhead was? He was the president of the Sudan Missions, the largest in the world. And he said, what, this educated Mohammed said, what could your Jesus do for me any more than Mohammed could do? He said, well, Jesus is raised again. He said, has he? Said, prove it. You just know this country here. Wait till you get over on the foreign field. Said, prove it. He said, well, sure I can prove it. Said, he's in my heart. Said, Jesus lives in my heart. The Mohammedan said, Mohammed's in my heart. Well, he said, we have happiness and joy because Jesus said, he said, Mr. Reedhead, Mohammedan religion can produce just as much psychology as Christianity can. There you are. He said, we Mohammedans, which is three times the size of Christianity, Catholics and all together, he said, we Mohammedans are waiting to see you teachers produce what Jesus said would take place, that he's raised from the dead. When we see you do the things that he said that you would do as he did, then we'll believe it. Until that, he's just as dead as Mohammed. Mr. Reedhead kicked the dirt and changed the subject. Sure. What else could he do? But when standing in Bombay with the Bible in one hand and the Koran in the other and 500,000 of them before us, I said, I challenge any Mohammed to come and disprove this Bible. One of them's right and one's wrong. Mohammed's dead and Jesus is alive. And when Jesus proved himself by giving a total blind man, when they seen those things taking place, I never know what's coming in the prayer line. When they seen those things taking place, the ray jaws and all of them sitting out there thought it was a telepathy. I knew by the Holy Spirit that's what they were saying. I asked them, why do you say that? Why do you think that? But after a while, a blind man come by, told him who he was. I couldn't even pronounce his name, had to spell it to him. That's right. I said, you're a beggar. You're a married man with two children. Right. I said, you're a worshiper of the sun. You've been blind 20 years. Right. They still said telepathy. But then I looked back. I seen something blue, and I looked. The man had his sight for the vision. Then all devils in hell couldn't stop it. No more the resurrection of that little boy in Norway laying on the road dead. That was told 2 years before it happened. Certainly. Tens of thousands of things. Why don't it get out? Why don't it? Just like it's been in all ages. It's not far to get out. He's calling the honest in heart. We'll talk more of it next week. Notice now. But when the vision come and I said the God of the creation, I was in this damn temple today, and you told me that your religion was greater than any religion, then let the God who made the man give him his sight. How many here, I said, will accept it if the God creator that'll give the man his sight? I wouldn't have said that if a vision hadn't come. But I had known where I was standing. God's word was spoken. It's true. There, standing there in that total blind man. I said, will you serve the God that will serve you? He said, yes. I said, what could you, Mohammed, do for him now? Nothing. You could change his way of thinking. The Jains, the Buddha, and so forth, the same way. It's nothing but mass psychology. I said, we got the same thing in America. All the Methodists wants to make all the Baptists Methodists, and vice versa, and the Pentecostals wants them all to be Pentecostal. We got one God, but it's just mass psychology. That's the God that speaks to God. Right. And they all agreed that they would receive him. I took the man to my arm and prayed a little simple prayer for him, and God restored his sight. And the mayor of the city of Bombay was sitting there. The man grabbed him, and thousands received Christ at one time. What's the matter? We failed to do what Jesus said. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. We've built churches, denominations, and schools. That's all right, but that's not what he said. He said, preach the gospel. The gospel is the power and demonstration of the resurrected Jesus. Paul said so. And that makes it. The Lord grant. Now, please, don't move around. Sit real quiet. How many out there doesn't have a prayer card? You won't be called in the line, but you believe Christ will heal you. Raise your hand. So you sit there, or just all, everywhere. All right? You just believe. You just look towards heaven and say, Lord, I believe it with all my heart. And if we are the branch, he's the vine, he energizes the vine and will speak just like he did, or he isn't the same. Now, here's a woman standing here. We don't know each other as far as I know. How many in here that doesn't know me out there? Let's see your hands. Don't I know nothing of you? You in the prayer line, if you're a stranger, can you raise your hand? In the prayer line here. Raise up your hand. You're a stranger. We've never met before. Here's our hands. Here's the Bible. We've never met before in our lives. If this woman's sick and wants healing, I couldn't heal her. The only thing, if Jesus is standing here, he could not heal her. How many know that? Certainly not. He's already done it. When he died, he did it. Now to you new babies in Christ who accept Christ a while ago, see if your God is real, for his spirit is here now. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I take every spirit in here under the jurisdiction of the Holy Spirit, which is now anointing. I'd be reverent. One word might mean something. How you're aware that something's going on. Standing before me as a man wouldn't make you feel that way, because I'm just your brother. But there's something happening to you. In another dimension, I see. If the Lord Jesus will tell me what your trouble is, as he did the woman at the well, you'll know whether it's the truth or not. And if it is the truth, would you believe it's him that's doing it? May he grant it. My sincere prayer. You're suffering with an extremely nervous condition. That's right. That's right. Raise your hand. She could have had something else, but it said nervous condition. That's right. Do you believe? Now watch. Now all the anointing is here. And stop thinking that a stage show back there. God will put the disease upon you, it comes from her. I'm not reading her mind. Yes, I see you. Really extremely nervous. And you got a headache kind of, it's a sinus condition. You got trouble in your side. You've had a appendicitis operation. You got skin cancer too. You believe that is the Spirit of God here? Then there's something got me anointed. You know I don't know those things, and I don't know what I told you. Only by the tape. You heard a voice speaking to you. It wasn't mine. It was something else, because I wouldn't know what to say. You believe it's his fulfilling his word? Then come here just a minute. Jesus said these words. These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. You believe that? Let the church bow their heads. Eternal and blessed Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, may everything that this woman has desired come to her now, for I ask it in his name. Amen. God bless you, lady. Go on your road rejoicing, being happy. We are strangers to each other. I never have seen you in my life. Now be reverent. Don't move around. Pray. Something happened, man. I didn't catch it. See what it is? How many ever seen a picture of it back there? A light. How many knows that God is that light? How many knows the pillar of fire that led the children through the wilderness was Jesus Christ? How many know that's true? Sure it is. Then when he was here on earth, he said, I come from God, I go to God. How many knows that's the truth? All right. When he went back to God, what did he go back to after his resurrection? Paul met him on the road to Damascus. He was a light. Is that right? Peter at the prison. Right. Here he is today, the same yesterday, today, forever. There's this picture back there. Call Washington, D.C. in the Religious Hall of Art and find out the supernatural being. Photographed and by George J. Lacy, the head of the FBI. See if it's right or not. In Germany, in Switzerland, and everywhere, the same Jesus. Certainly, the irreverence. All right, lady. If the Lord Jesus will reveal to me what you're here for, will you believe it and accept it? I want you, each one, to watch the expression on the people's face as they walk up. Oh, this is glorious. I've never seen the woman, but I want to ask you, isn't there kind of a sweet, humble feeling? It's that Holy Spirit. You say, I don't see it. I do. Paul saw the light, but no one with him saw it. It's here. Now see if the fruits bear record of it. If it's Jesus, he'll do the same that he did. You're nervous too. Very nervous. And you have something that you've been tested, or something over your arm. It's high blood pressure. That's correct. You got trouble with your legs. That's right. And if you might know that I, as the Holy Spirit here who knows your life, you got a bad back, and that was caused by an automobile accident. That's thus saith the Lord. Now do you believe? You are healed. Go on your royal rejoicing. You don't need prayer. Your faith has made you whole. Here it is. It's a woman out there on the end. You had high blood pressure too. The lady in the blue coat. That's right. And listen, you had heart trouble also, didn't you? That's right. Raise up your hand. Stand up on your feet. You touch Jesus Christ and he's healed you. Amen. Oh, to the blessed Holy Spirit! Can you realize that the God that will judge in the day of judgment is in you, here in the presence of us now, while we're in his presence? Oh, the great rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, and the morning star. Can't you see that the Spirit is bearing record of the same thing the Bible said? How can we sit callous? I've wondered sometimes who people who claim to have kissed the rim of the blessings of God can't bear a few minutes. I suppose, lady, that we're strangers to each other. If the Holy Spirit will reveal to me what you're here for, will you believe it with all your heart? It's a light. I have to watch it as it goes. The people out there have faith, and they're just beginning to believe. You see, that's what makes it, I can only speak as it goes. Yes, you are suffering with the trouble, the rectal trouble, the fallen condition. That is right. Not only that, but there's a woman appears here. You're praying for her. It's two of them. They're your sisters. That's right. You're not from this city or this state. Looks to me like it's Minnesota. And where you're from is a great big building. It's got a lake by the side of it. A great big, great famous. It's Rochester. There's the Mayo Clinic. That is correct. Go home and find it the way you have believed, and it'll be just that way, in Jesus' name. How do you do? Here's the picture again. A colored woman, a white man. Here is a real picture of the Samaritan case. A man and a woman, two different races. A colored woman, a white man. Lady, I've never seen you in my life, as I know of. God knows that whether it's true or not. If I don't know you and you don't know me, raise your hand. Now, I want to ask you something. This woman and I, before God, we've never met before. And here we stand, a perfect picture of the Bible. Now, if Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, if He will manifest Himself to you Gentiles like He did to the Samaritan, how many Gentiles will believe it with all their heart? Let's see your hands. It'll settle it if He'll do it for this woman. These visions make weakness. You can see that. I want to talk to you just a moment, ladies. You be the judge. If I told you you were sick and going to get well, you'd only have my word for it. But if God reveals something that's back in your life like He did to the woman at the well, you'll know whether that's the truth or not. You know where that happened. I see the lady. She's suffering with arthritis. And she's got stomach trouble. And I see her going into a hospital, coming out of a hospital, go back into the hospital, and come out three times. You've been in a hospital. That's thus saith the Spirit. You have been healed before by divine healing. You had a tumor once, and blindness in your eyes, and you was healed. Do you believe that the Spirit of the living God is here?
Yes. Oh, no.
You are a believer.
You've already healed my eye. Yes.
Certainly you're healed.
Yes.
That you might know that the Spirit of Christ is here. If I've never seen you, I tell you who you are. Would you believe then that the Lord Jesus, who knows who Simon Peter was, could know is the same Christ? How many would believe with all their heart? A colored woman I've never seen in my life. My hands to God. You be the judge. Your name is Patty Green. That's Purdue. And you live at 217 Shella Street. That's exactly right. And you were sitting in the building today while I were preaching and seen the angel of the Lord present? That's exactly right. Amen. That's thus saith the Lord. Go home. You're well, lady. Jesus Christ makes you well. Amen. Do you believe with all your heart? Why not receive Him, man? If you'll believe it, your arthritis will be gone. Will you believe it? All right, go rejoicing. Amen. What about you in the audience? Will you believe it? Will you have faith in God? What's to hinder you from having faith in God? Here, the lady sitting right here, a dark, evil spirit hanging over the young lady. Sit quiet, everybody. There's a dark spirit hanging right here before me. It's an epileptic. It belongs to that all the way on that girl sitting right there. Do you believe, lady, that the God will make her well? Lay your hand over on her. Satan, leave the girl. You're exposed. You're evil. Come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. You were so kind behind her to lay your hands on her. You were suffering with a nervous condition. God heals you at the same time. Amen. You with your hand up just on the side there, she just put it down. You've got a throat condition that you want God to heal you of. Lady in the blue dress. You believe it? God will make you well then. Raise your hands and accept it and believe it with all your heart. How do you believe? The lady sitting right here with the green sweater on with the chest trouble. Do you believe that God will make you well, lady? All right, raise your hands and accept Him. Praise the Lord. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. You have to believe. Arthritis, do you think that God would heal you? If you can believe it with all your heart, you can have what you ask for. Amen. Don't sit there like that. Accept it. It goes over you, sure, lady. Now raise up to your feet. Red hat on. Yes, raise up to your feet right quick. Stand up to your feet. Now, go home and be well. Jesus Christ heals you. Amen. Respond when the Holy Spirit's speaking. Real quickly. Let God know that you believe Him. The lady right behind praying there, you got colon trouble. Do you believe that God will heal you, lady? Jump to your feet real quick and accept it. I challenge you in Christ's name right now to accept it and see what God will do. How many believe that God will heal you right now? Raise up your hands. Stand to your feet in the name of Jesus Christ and don't doubt. Raise your hands up to God and give Him praise and you shall have what you've asked for. Almighty God. Oh, Lord, in this great city here, where so much unbelief and doubt is circling, the day of judgment will soon arrive. Oh, I challenge this devil that it'll leave this village right and come out of these people, every one of them, in the name of Jesus Christ. Raise your hands and give Him praise. Go home and be well. God always does that. He can't do any other thing because He's no respected person. It's gone over them before they know it. Christ is here. He's proved it scientifically in every way. The fruit of the Spirit will bear the record of the Spirit. Believe. If Christ is here and standing here tonight and you're a sick person, if you say, Christ, heal me, He couldn't do it. He's already done it. But He could tell you something that would do something like it was them coming from Emmaus, when He broke that bread and done that miracle that He did there. And they know no other man could do it. They recognized that it was Him. He was raising the dead. Now, if He'll do the same thing tonight, how many will recognize that He's raising the dead and will accept Him as your pardon, as your healer? God bless you. May He grant it. Again, you all don't have a prayer card. Raise your hands. You're sick. Want to be prayed for. I have no way of knowing. Here's the lady, sitting right here on the front seat. I don't say He will, lady. You raise your hand, you didn't have a prayer card. You don't have a prayer card. Do you know me? You don't know me? Know nothing about me? But God knows you. If He will reveal to me what you're sitting there for, will you believe me to be His prophet or His servant? You will? I seen you raise your hand, you were sick or needed something from God, and you raised your hand, you didn't have a prayer card. You believe me to be the servant of Christ? Now, I don't say you will. There's nothing around her at this time. It'll have to take Christ. I have no idea what's wrong with you. You know that. If that's right, raise your hand. So people will get the superstitions out of them, see? I never seen the woman in my life. But if God will reveal it, let God do it. As He looked upon him, he perceived what they were doing. God in heaven, who's my judge, it turns blue around the woman. She's got a desperate thing. I raise my hand and it turned blue around the woman. It's not for herself. It's for a child, a girl, and the girl has got polio. That's thus saith the Lord. That's right. All right. If you believe, then you can receive what you ask for. Amen. How many believes? Have faith in God. What about over here? Some of you people, you believe with all your heart over here? This lady sitting right down here with her head bowed, praying. Got a blue-looking coat on. Right down in here. There's that light standing over the woman. If the Lord Jesus will tell me what you're here for, will you believe with all your heart? You're suffering with low blood pressure. That's correct. Do you believe with all your heart that God will heal you? Sitting next to you there, you got stomach trouble and back trouble. You believe that God will make you well, sir? All right, raise up your hands and accept it. Right here.
All right, stand up on your feet. Move your hands back and forth. Move your back back and forth. Now you're healed. Your back's well. Now you can go home and be well. I challenge you in the name of Jesus Christ to believe with all your heart. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. That's what the Bible said. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. The lady pulling the beads around her neck back there, real nervous. You got a prayer card? No. All right. You believe God? You think your husband will get well? He's got heart trouble, hasn't he? Raise up to your feet. If you haven't got a prayer card and that's what you're praying for, stand on your feet. All right, believe with all your heart and you'll be healed. You love the Lord? Believe Him. It's not me now. It's Him. What do you think about it? Praying for that child, aren't you? That little girl sitting there. You believe that God will reveal what's wrong with that child? Will you believe me to be God's servant? The trouble is in his throat. That's right, young lady. I don't know you, do I? Never seen him alive. Let me tell you something else. The child has been operated on. It's had four operations in the throat. That's thus saith the Lord. That is true. Raise your hand to that. If you'll believe, she'll never have to have another one. That's right. All right, you can have what you've asked for. You ought to see the little thing laughing just as hard as it can. The Holy Spirit, that light settled over the child, and I know God healed it. Amen. Don't you see what a little child can do up the side of some callous church member? Amen. Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Here's a little lady sitting right on the end here with a little hand down praying. I see that light standing over the lady. Do you believe with all your heart, little lady sitting here, a young girl? If God will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you believe me to be His servant? Your trouble's in your lungs. That's right. What if God would tell me who you are? Would you make it believe more? They call you Patty, don't they? Your name's Ramley, isn't that right? Stand up on your feet. Rumley it is. All right, raise on your feet. There you are. You're healed, lady. The Lord Jesus makes you well. How many believes with all your heart? Then raise up to your feet and give God praise and be healed. Every one of you that believes in Jesus Christ's name. God can do no more about it. This is it. The Holy Spirit, that light hanging over the building there. Just believe Him. Raise your hands and praise Him. Say, Lord, I now believe with all my heart and you can have what you ask for. God of heaven, how much more can you do, Lord? Give this people a driving out of unbelief and let them be healed this hour. In Jesus' name I pray. Now give Him praise. Raise your hands and thank Him for it. You go home and be well, every one of you. Last night, I took the people that had the prayer cards and turned them away and just got the ones without prayer cards. Friend, let me say to you as a servant of Christ, here sits Jean and Leo, my bosom friend. Here's Dr. Vail, my son Billy. There's Brother Stoffman, the Canadian manager. Brother Norman, the one that's got this meeting up. Many men, call my city. Call the mayor of the city. Mr. Hudenpal. Call the judge. Call the police force. Call Dr. Sam Adair, the greatest doctor in the South, the big clinic. Ask them what visions take place. Ask them if it's true. Call Dr. Sam Adair tonight. Ask him what he does when he gets in a hard place. He comes up to my house, gets down on his knees, and there he lays before God, he and I, so God shows a vision and asks him if ever one time it failed. Call him at my expense, Dr. Sam Adair, runs a big clinic there. Ask him how he ever got the clinic there when he's up at my house crying and said the city needs a clinic, and I told him right where to be built, and he had built it. He said, you can't buy that place. He said, 25 years from now, it's in courts in Boston. I said, thus saith the Lord, it'll be yours before 24 hours. And I said, you'll have a clinic there. It'll be made out of red brick. You'll have a sign at the door and so forth and like that. He said, Billy, I wouldn't doubt you for nothing, son. I said, the Lord has given it to you, doctor. Call him tonight and ask him what's taking place. The next morning he called me and said, I'm freezing to death. They just called me and something happened last night. I've bought the place already. Ask about cases that he sends up there with cancer. Eat up. No hope at all. We'll pray over you. Run me out of the hospital. We'll go into the room and shut the door. The Lord will show a vision, either saying just when they're going or just what will happen. Ask him if it ever failed. This is just minor here. This is the least I've ever seen done in any of my meetings. That's right. I've tried everything to get the thing broke. I come up, then you thought prayer cards. I turn the prayer cards around. I'm trying everything. I'm here as your servant and your brother. These things here, here's Banks Wood sitting here somewhere, my book salesman. Leo Jean, here's two boys here, one a Catholic, and the other I don't think belong to anything. When they come to Hammond, Indiana, and seen the Holy Spirit and them thousands of people calling out a few years ago, one of them grew a great big beard. They formed themselves an FBI of their own. They come down and see if them things is right. Come up to my house and posing as evangelists and so forth. And the Holy Spirit went right down and called it out. Here they are sitting here now. See? Why can't you stand it? What's the matter? Mr. Woods, he's here somewhere, sitting right here. Way down in Louisiana, I saw him getting hurt. Called him on the phone and told him to watch. The next day, he cut his thumb off. He cut his arm off, the Holy Spirit. A few nights ago, when he was in Chicago, I seen him in a mist of smoke and told him to be careful. He'd have got lead poison right there and went into that bunch of smoke and likely died right there. That's how things are foretold weeks after weeks and months after months before they ever happen. Later on in the week, I'll show you what this is. This is your own faith, and that's the reason things can't take place. It's you pulling from the Holy Spirit. Jesus never seen a vision for the woman. It was her faith that touched him. That's the reason he got weak. It's your faith that does it, not mine. It's you that's doing it. And if you can get them spooky feelings away from you and really believe God, this thing will break out into one great big hallelujah revival. And the lame, blind, halt, and everything will take place. But as long as you sit cooped up, how can he do it? I believe in being conservative. But not only that, that conservative thing gives you a spirit of superstition. Don't tell me. I'm standing here now. I know what I'm speaking of. The Holy Spirit's right in this building right now. Will heal every one of you right where you're sitting if you'll believe it. He's already done it. How many believes that? Do you believe it? All right. I'll see how much you believe. Bow your heads just a moment. Lay your hand on somebody near you. Now just get away from every superstition. You're under the dominion of Christ. Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be in their midst. You might call me a hypocrite, but you'll find out in a minute. I see people right now being healed. That's right, right now. You might not recognize it right now, but if pastors in this building don't see people coming to them after I'm gone, tell them the stomach troubles and things like that left them, I'm a false witness. Right. That's right, I see it. I'm watching it now in another world. You believe. You believe, sure, if a poor, ignorant Hottentot in Africa that doesn't even know which is right or left hand can accept it, what about you who can read the Bible and been taught in Christianity? If that poor fellow has to believe just one time looking at it, because I've got to go somewhere else the next day, and thousands raised out of wheelchairs and crippled and blind, and what about you? Oh, God, how merciful you are. How long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. Now sit closed in with God. Confess your sins. Confess your unbelief. Tell God you're ashamed of yourself, of your unbelief. I challenge you to do that, and you'll see the glory of God. I feel anointed right now to do something different than I've ever have done. I've never did this in my life, but I feel led to do it right now. Confess your sin right now. You say, well, I'm a Christian. Confess your unbelief. Tell Christ that you'll never disbelieve Him again. Right now you're accepting Him. Right now it's going to be over. You'll never go to complain about it anymore. No matter what it looks like, what it feels like, you're going to believe it. Because God said so. God said so. You come out of Babylon's tower. You come out in the valley where the lily of the valley is at. You've come to the mountainside. where the grace of God is flowing freely from the fountain of life. Confess your faults. Say, God, if you've done anything to somebody, say, I'll go back and make it right. Do that now. Now, I want each one of you now, as I say this prayer, I want you to pray it. You say it out loud with me. I'm just going to say it, but you pray it from your heart. With your heads bowed, eyes closed, everybody. Don't raise your head till I say so. I'm just looking to see what I can see. Say this behind me. Almighty God, Creator of heavens and earth, Author of everlasting life, Giver of every good gift, be merciful to me, O God. Forgive my unbelief. I believe the gospel. I believe that you're here. I believe that you're now performing your word in my body. Open the channels. I empty out my unbelief. I receive your spirit. I believe that you're in me now. I believe my sickness will vanish. How can death and life exist in my body when you're in there? I believe you, and I accept you now as my healer. Now keep your head bowed. That's your prayer. That's your prayer. Now I'm going to pray for you. Keep shut in. Keep shut in with God. Don't get nothing else on your mind now. He's right with you. Right there by your side. You say, I want the Holy Ghost, Brother Branham. All right, he's right there to give it. You say, I want healing in my eyes, Brother Branham. He's right there to give it. I want my baby healed. He's right there to do it. I want my brother and my mother. He's right there to do it. Right there. Jehovah Jireh, the provided sacrifice. Now I'm going to pray for you. The Bible said the prayer of faith shall save the sick. God shall raise them up. If I found grace in your sight by the working of the Holy Spirit, I'll pray with all my heart right now that the Holy Spirit will witness to you that the work is finished. Oh God, my Father, I come in Jesus' name to pray for this people who has now honestly and sincerely have confessed their wrongs. Oh, blessed God, may this be a night that they'll never forget. May the Holy Spirit come into every heart just now and just move out all, everything and all the sickness from their body. I now challenge the devil to a debate. Satan, you are aware that you are whipped. You have no legal right. Jesus Christ, my Lord, stripped you of every authority you had when he died at Calvary to take away sin and sickness. And you're nothing but a bluff, and we're calling your bluff. You know that when our Lord came to the tree, he cursed the tree. The next day it was withering. And our Lord said to his disciples, have faith in God. For if ye shall say, to this mountain be moved. Don't doubt in your heart, but believe what you have said is coming to pass. You can have what you said. Satan, you know the scripture on that. And I've just taught this people that God is in them. And if God is in them, and they speak to that disease and say, be away from me, and don't doubt in their heart, right then that disease has to move. For Christ said so. For it's not them that speak, it's the Father that dwells in them that's speaking. They're in need, so come out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. I say as God's servant, by a message from an angel who anointed and has proved to the people that Jesus is here, and the message is right, so come out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. I adjure you to leave every sick person and get into outer darkness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you hear that? I'm sure you heard that. How many heard that great roar go through the building just then? That was it. Surely you won't doubt any longer. That was God speaking back. Didn't you see?
Rise. Do you believe you're healed? Do you believe that God answered prayer? Raise your hands to Him. Thank Him for it. It's over. You're healed. Jesus said, if you shall say, what is it? When you're out from Babylon, you're out from under unbelief, you're out from under superstition, you're out from under all these things, and you're filled with God's own life, your voice is His voice. You are. I spoke it in my room a while ago. God told me to do this. And here it is. He's confirmed it right now. Amen. And blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, what a time. That's the first time that's happened since South Africa. How long will you grope in unbelief? You get that? The wind swept through this platform here. Just now as the Holy Spirit crossed over here, because it was the spoken word of God that did it. Amen. How many of you feel? Raise your hands. How many feel different in your body? Raise your hands. There it is. You are now healed by the glory of God. All that feels different. If you couldn't move your arm, move it. If you couldn't hear out of your ear, stick your finger to your ear and listen. You can hear. If you couldn't walk, stand to your feet. If you're blind, take off your shades from your eyes. You can see. The Holy Spirit passed through this place just now in a confirmation of the Word. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. A wind like went over the building. How many could feel that when it went through here? Raise your hands. Be honest with yourself. That wind that passed through the building, that's the Holy Spirit. Say it, and it shall be done. Like a great loving wind went right down across the earth, and I heard it as it crossed over the audience. You heard it and felt it too. It's His presence. All now that feel different. All now that feel that you're healed. All now that feels that Christ is in you. What was that? Just like the Holy Spirit come on the day of Pentecost. Come right down the wind that swept over here. How many is a witness of it? Raise your hand. Everyone, honest from your heart. There it is. It swept right through the building just then. It's the same Holy Ghost. The same Holy Spirit comes by the same Word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. All that believe that you're healed, stand on your feet. Everyone that believes that you feel different, if you're right now healed, stand on your feet. Amen. Amen. That's it. Amen. While they're waiting, as you begin to feel different, if you had a headache, if it's gone, stand up. If you were sick at your stomach, stand up if it's gone. Stand up as a witness. There you are. What does it do? It's the Holy Ghost that did it. Amen. Deal with His goodness. Oh, my. This is my story. This is my telling. Oh, don't you feel good? Oh, this is my song. Everybody praising my Savior.
We have these coming. Now, how many in this person have a prayer card? And say, instead of this way again, Lord, I believe you tonight. I'm going to put my faith in you. I know that man standing there, he isn't doing nothing for me. But if he has explained the truth, that you're in your church, you'd be a member of the church just like you are. See? We're brothers and sisters, just a member of the church. And the Holy Spirit loves every one of us just the same. See? And you say, I'll put my solemn faith in you, Lord, and you have the man to turn around and call to me and tell me what I'm praying about. Tell me what something is like He does, in the, like it did in the Bible. Would you raise your hands? You that wants that to happen to you, raise your hand. Just put it way up high, believe it all. No way of knowing, it's just everywhere. All right, just believe now. Just believe. You lay out a prayer card, of course you won't be called. But if you got a prayer card, we don't know just what will take place. Now here's the time. I want to say to you all, remember the service of tomorrow afternoon. How many here never was in one of my meetings? I see your hands. Never was in. Yes, sir. All right. All right into the overflow over there. All right. And I tell you, I'm not a preacher. As a word, you can handle it like your pastor and these men here. But I may not know the book real well, but I know the author real well. I know him. Mm-hmm. But now here's where the time what I have said. How many believe that what I've said tonight is the truth? That's the word.
That's the word.
Well, thank you. You keep a spirit like that, and you'll see great things in these 3 nights.
You certainly will.
Now, how many have ever seen the picture of that angel? Let's see, if they said they're down in Texas. The boy said, you all got them pictures here with you. See, if I die tonight, the testimony is still right. I'll go say it to you tomorrow sometime if I can. See, it's a light. How many know that the children of Israel follow the pillar of fire?
Sure they do.
How many know that pillar of fire was Christ? The Lord, the angel of the covenant, sure, sure. All right, how many know from the show on earth he said, I come from God and go to God? How many know that? How many know from who met Paul on the road to Damascus? He's back to a pillar of fire again, except Paul's eye now. All right, see, he's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Now, if that spirit, which I tried to tell the church, when I was a little baby, 18 months old, that's why when I first began to talk, there's some other member of the vision. It's been hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, and never one time did it ever fail. And it can. If it really wouldn't be God. But when it is, God can fail. See? So I stood before 500,000 at one time in Bombay, India. About 200,000 in Africa, heathens and everything, and challenged the Mohammed, take the Koran, one hand, the Bible, and say, one of them's right and one's wrong. That's the God that made the promise to the children. That's right. See? Listen, brother. The psychic word is all right. Just to speak and preach and but listen, it's come to a time. Mm-hmm. It's come to a time where the God who raised up Jesus Christ manifests himself. The God of Elijah still lives.
Amen.
Certainly he does. Look at those people, and many of these folks have walked with him daily and didn't realize what it was. Those who loved him, Theophilus and his friends, going to Emmaus, they've walked all day to talk with him. They didn't know who he was. It's resurrection day. 3 days before he was rushing down the cross, and he was the same man. How many years that God can shut eyes or open eyes? Don't you can. Don't you can. Now, let him open your eyes tonight. Okay? And after he got to Emmaus, maybe I could blow him by and some of them persuade him to come in. When he got him in the room and shut the door, and got him closing in, like we are here tonight, he did something the very way he did it before his death, Bill. Is that right? And they recognized their eyes come open, and they recognized it was him all the time that they've been talking to him. I pray tonight that our hearts, when we leave here, will be the same way. Did our hearts burn within us as he talked to us along the road? May he do tonight just the same things he did before his resurrection to fulfill his word. He didn't have to do it to show his power, but he must do it to fulfill his word. That's what he comes. He didn't have to heal to show his power, but he had to heal to fulfill his word. Now, you reverend. This picture has been taken. It's here. If you want it, you can get it tonight or tomorrow night, not the next, you see. Now, the boys have it here in the tapes and the books and things. Now, this is just picture flat what we get for them. We don't get a lot of other programs to sponsor. I'm not here for money. You know that. You heard that. And one thing the critics can't say is about money. Because I've never took an offering in my life. And I've been a minister 26 years. Never took an offering in my life. I don't have any television, radio, and so forth, to where I have to be sponsored. I can go preach to the people that got a church that has 10 in it, or at the 100,000 if the Lord wants me to, see. So it's just wherever he sends me, I just feel liberty to go. Don't have any programs, nothing to... We got some books, the life story, the boys get the tape with, and them boys sell them just so close. And then the picture, I buy them a set, they're copyrighted here in Washington, D.C., of a supernatural being which got under oath, the only supernatural being that was ever scientifically proven, photographed. They did it in newspapers, but this happened to be the association that did this. And in Germany, they got it coming down when it was anointing, when it was going back. They got it to Switzerland, they snowed the world around. And the fruit of that spirit bears the life of Jesus Christ. Then it has to be the spirit of Jesus Christ. Now, as a man, I'm a man. That's just like the rest of you. But now, if we can submit ourselves to a gift that the Holy Spirit would move, now the next is up to him. So, Father God, from now on, let thy Spirit move, anoint hearts to believe, and anoint me, Lord. I'll see with these eyes that the things that you want these people to know. Work, O eternal God, to thy glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the lady sitting here, I don't know her, or standing here, I just, she might know this. There is not one person in this building that I know. How many in the prayer line would just raise up their hands that I don't know you and know nothing about you in the prayer line? See? How many out there know that I don't know you? Let's see your hand. There's some all. And my son, Dr. Vail, brother McAllister here. And I seen one of my men I came somewhere a while ago, just a Waterloo meeting, but I forgot where it was at while I was speaking. He's here in the building somewhere. A Mennonite brother from, was at the meeting last week at Waterloo. I don't know now, he might have went out. He was in here somewhere, a Mennonite brother. And he's from Pennsylvania, I believe he was. He's been at my home and we've had fellowship together. He's somewhere in the building, but he's dressed with a Mennonite clergy coat on. And if you'd know, no one knows. So now you look to Christ now and say, Lord, I just believe. I just believe. Just leave it in your heart. Be real reverent and pray for me. Because I'm here to represent your Lord through His Word. Now I just want to talk to the woman. Just a moment. She's the first one here tonight. Now, if the lady is a stranger to me, now what is, here's a perfect picture of St. John 4 I talked to you about. A man and a woman meet for the first time. The woman, the Samaritan woman. And Jesus talked to her a few moments, but he found where her trouble was. Is that right? How many believe that now? Jesus talked to her, but he found her trouble. Now, if his spirit will come and find this woman's trouble the same way that he did there, how many will believe it then with all their hearts? I promise I believe. Now, first, I say this, with my hands up, I don't swear, but you better Bible, I've never seen a woman in my life. I don't know the woman, I've never seen her, and we're saying, this is our first time meeting, lady. She saw me, she stepped in the meeting?
No, I went through the
prayer
line with my boy.
Went through the prayer line with her boy 10 years ago and finished her exam. You can imagine what I know about her. I've met many, even millions of people since then. I had no idea if there's been a prayer line, I wouldn't know it anyhow. The only way I know what happened, I think I can see Betty Smith, I said, right over a magazine at some out west Texas, I believe it was, or Oklahoma. Betty Smith, yes. Glad to see you and your wife. And, all the way I ever know what it said was kept that tape there. We know everything that's been said to people. Watch what it says. If you know what has been, if I tell this woman she may be sick, she may not be sick. She may be staying here for someone else. She may be here for financial conditions. She may be here for domestic trouble. I don't know. See, I can't tell you. But if I say, yes, say, maybe you sit and say, yes, sir. I later hear them say, praise the Lord, you're going to get well. Hallelujah. Go do it. Well, she'll have a right to doubt that. Not well, I don't wish to would have not. But she'll have a chance to question her mind whether it was really so. But if the Holy Spirit tells her something that's already been in life, that she knows about, something she done a long time ago, or something she done for some years, or something, let her be the judge whether it's right or not, and you be the same out there. Then we know, if he knows what was, we certainly know what will be, is that right? So that's proof, that's the miracle. The woman looks like a big, strong, healthy woman to me. It may be, she may be sick, I couldn't tell you. But whatever it is, if I say, is there a pair of two ladies that are in a wheelchair? Sure. They're in a wheelchair, they're crippled. Sure. Anyone knows that. That would be a miracle to say that. But what about this woman? He looks strong. What about these women here, these men, or somewhere out there? Look stout and healthy. That's the miracle of it. Now, be real with it. If there's anything you're stalling, I know it. The dunker rank. I'm waiting for him. The dunker rank. If he doesn't have company, I'll just miss the audience of prayer. Or if he's going to go to seminar, I'm waiting for him. Only believe if you will, sister. Just everybody real with it. Be real with it. Now, while we just talk to the lady a moment, maybe he will speak. Now, sister. And everyone's on the microphone, watch now, because it's a vision, you're somewhere else. You don't know how loud you're speaking or how soft you're speaking. So everyone's an engineer, keep it stepped up when the vision starts, if it does. Now, I think you said it several years ago, you was on the platform in Phoenix, Arizona. On the great days, I remember, I think 3,000 come through the line one afternoon in Phoenix, Arizona. He's still the same Lord God. He's great, and he can do all things. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, every spirit subject to the Holy Spirit. He read it. He's here. To know you, I do not. If you're sick to heal you, I cannot. The only way that I could do if our Lord Jesus was standing here with this suit of clothes on and he gave me. He could not heal you if you're sick. He could only do something to make it you know that he's here in answer to his word. So he, being in a spirit form, can use his servant's body for the same thing. You believe that, lady? You believe that I have told the truth in the Bible? You solemnly believe it. And now you're aware that something's going on. And you know standing here by your brother wouldn't make you feel that way. Because between me and the woman, there's that life moving. And a woman is in a serious condition. First thing I see her, she's coming to me through a room. She's rubbing her side. It's she's getting from a chair now real easy. She's suffering with rheumatism. That's right. That's saith the Lord. Let her be the judge what was right and not what was said. Was that right, ladies and gentlemen? Raise up your hand. Now, what it was, I don't know. But see, if you took like the woman's finger, now what it was, you heard that voice, but it wasn't mine. Now, if both of us with our hands up, we do not know each other, we've never met each other, only she just fell through a prayer line. So, 10 years ago, or maybe it's coming through as fast as you can herd cattle through. See? But look at this. Here it is now, he tells her something, whatever it was, that's on the face. She witnesses just the truth. It's up to you whether you believe or not. See, it's up to you. But now, Mary talked to the woman. Now, that's the same thing the Lord Jesus found the woman's trouble. That's what, everyone it was, that was truth. She witnessed the truth. And the lady raises her hand, that's truth, is it, lady? That is whatever it was, it's truth. Now, Mary would talk to the woman, Mary would be said, we realize that, see. Would you always desire, make this woman stand here just to talk to her just a little bit? Would you desire that? Or would you rather just pass her through the line? All right, let's talk to the woman just a moment. Be ready. Now, lady, the only way that I know, you're technically aware, see. All right, the only way I know would be that, whatever it's on that tape there. Now, you just look again and believe with all your heart. I'm not reading your mind, most of it. Now, if the thought comes from the belly, I don't believe that. I'm not reading a woman's mind. Ready? I'm just contacting her spirit. She's a Christian woman. So her spirit feels welcome. She could be a Christian. See? But she's a Christian, a real believer. Now, if the voice can still be heard, yes, I see the woman. She's doing something else. It's a rheumatism. It's rheumatism's in her body. And then I see her at a place where she's changing her underneath clothes. And she's bothered with a something in her, it's in her breast. She has a growth in her breast. Cancer. Dark shadow. And the woman is not from this country either. The woman comes from a city that's near a great lake, a big place where there's lots of fruit that grows. And that's the north of Britain Harbor, Michigan, the woman's from. And her name is Mrs. Mansfield. That's Philip the Lord. You believe that? Whatever it said, the truth is that right? Now, the lady says every word, certainly. Now, whatever it was, let's pray with the Church of God now. Whatever her trouble is, you pray with me for her so she can be the help, whatever she's asked for. Now, your prayers is what's going to count now for her. Heavenly Father, your children are believing. And now the woman is in need. And we ask that whatever she's designed, may it come to her just now, Lord, and make her, well, if she's sick here, if she has any desire, put it to her, Lord. We ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. The Bible says these signs that follow them agree. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. They believe him now. Do you believe with all your heart? As you have believed, you will receive just as you have asked for. Are you believing with all your heart? Yeah. Are you out there? That's a wonderful spirit. Just keep that up and you'll see the glory of God. Just keep believing in it. Oh, how wonderful now. Now he's the boss. Now let us pray to come to judgment. Now's the time. Oh, how wonderful. Just at ease. I suppose we're strangers, he said, lady. I'm a stranger to you. You've been at my home. God knows I don't remember you. I've never seen you. As far as I know of, you see, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds come there. Let's see. I don't know what you're here for. I have no idea. You know that. There's that part. If the Lord will reveal to me what's your trouble, will you accept it? You will. Will the audience believe? And here's my hand. As far as I know, I've never seen the woman. She says she's been at my home, but my, that's hundreds and hundreds of them there. See? So I will never know who it was. But if the Lord will reveal your request, then you believe it. Let me touch that handkerchief. That handkerchief is not for you.
Hallelujah.
But it's for some of your loved ones. It's a sister-in-law, and she's in a state hospital, not in this state, but in the state of Ohio. And in the name of Jesus Christ, let it be so. Amen. God bless you, my Lord, and keep up to that. I suppose we're strangers to one another, sir. The first time we've ever met, here's a man that I've never seen or met.
I've seen him before.
Sir? You sit in the audience? He's been at a meeting in Chicago and seen me from the platform the first time we got it together. I have no more idea what, who, or nothing about it, based on anything. I'm withholding some of these things because the people know them, you see. They said they're doing someplace. If the audience would know that I have, this being our first time to ever do together, I don't know what you're here for, you know that. You take God to do that. If He will reveal it, will you believe it? If there are you can still hear my voice, this man here is in a serious condition. He's shattered with darkness. And he just come from a doctor. And he's doing something around beating on you here. It's a heart trouble. That's what it is. It's a heart trouble. And I hear him say, I'm a strong-looking man, and he said to you that it would be weeks before you go back to work again. That's right. You've had several heart attacks. Morning. And you just so sick at times so you can't even put water on your stomach. You vomit back up. That's just the way of the Lord. That's what it happens. You believe? Eternal and blessed God, He raised up Jesus from the dead. Bless this man whom he blessed in your name. And may he receive that which he's asked for. For it's in the name of Jesus Christ we ask it. Amen. Well, God, believe. I ask for your healing. So believe. Have faith. Don't doubt. That's me. Now, just step back and be ready. Isn't our Lord wonderful? So good. How do you do? I must wish strangers knew better. But the Lord God Jehovah, He knows both of us. And if He will reveal to me your troubles, would you believe it tonight with all your heart? This is our first time meeting at the book. Our first time. There's something that's taking place in this direction. Let's be back and behind the room there somewhere. It keeps drawing me that way. Just somebody that's really having faith. You believe the Lord can reveal it to you? That's your trouble when you will receive it? I hand it to the audience. Now believing with all your heart. What is it? This, if he has to keep that word, he keeps every other word he ever said. He has to do it. How much greater is what he's doing now than what we do to heal your condition? He keeps his word. He's bound to his duty, bound to his word. The lady's not here for herself. She's here for someone else. And that person that she's standing here for is not here either. Well, that's your mother. If God will tell me what is wrong with your mother that you're praying for, will you believe it?
Yes.
Cancer.
Yes.
Now, if you did something just now that you didn't know any difference, but it was wrong doing it, this prayer card that you received, a friend by thought. That's right. That's not to be done in the meeting. He didn't know any difference because he hadn't explained it. Someone got up here and given it to you. That's not supposed to be. That's medically. I'll just slip up on that. All right. But it's all right. You didn't have it seen. You haven't done anything wrong. Now that little handkerchief you're holding your hand, go lay on your mother. Pray on your mother. Believe with all your heart.
Hallelujah.
Let us breathe out of all our hearts. You doubt, can't believe. What a thing like that, but you believe it's God's way that every man kind of shake his head like, you believe it's God to heal that leper for you, make you right, you believe it's good? Raise up your hands if you believe it. All right? Then if you don't believe it, let it be according to your faith. I don't know you.
No.
We're strangers, one another. Never met before in life. Excuse me, something has taken place. You just have to watch it. What's going to do? There. Yeah, yes. Fighting each other. That trouble in your back.
That's right.
That's what you're into also, back trouble. If you believe it with all your heart, right? Then it's over. You got trouble trying to hold up? The man was saying that a while ago when I was speaking, sir, you were trying to believe, was that right with all your heart? That's your faith was coming in, but I couldn't tell what was that. That's it. When this spirit you're trying to hold a woman, the same thing began to scream, he said in a black streak coming across this way. I knew then what it was. I saw the vision of the woman. I saw a man appear here before me too, and I know what the sudden wind had, and I know what was that. You believe it all at all? You got a spine problem. That was caused by an automobile accident. And you want to go back down to Kokomo and be with me there?
I do.
All right, go back home to Kokomo and be with me there. The Bible says, Sister Campbell, do you read it on your heart? You ought to cause of rheumatism setting out there. It was caused by automobile accident, too. Yes. Yes. It is. Amen. That's the thing on this side. You believe the Lord Jesus makes you well, too? How many will believe it right now? He can do it over this right now. Do you believe it? All right. All right, put your hands on one another. It's not even going any further. Like this, the time for your own, all your hands. Lay your hands on each other and believe. You're in a prayer line, you know, if you see the same thing coming up, just lay your hands on one another. Now, here you are. I want every sinner, as soon as this prayer is made, to rush up here to the altar. The presence of the Lord Jesus is here. The Son of the Living God is here. Yes, that's right. You have to lay your senior couple sitting there. The Lord makes you well, sister dear. Don't worry about it anymore. Certainly. TV. God bless you. It's all over now. You can go and make well.
Right.
Just have faith now. Believe. It's all in your prayers and your hands are out there. But if you just exactly what you did about the Bible, then in your prayer, let's put our hands on each other now and pray all over the building. Dear Heavenly Father, oh, I am so grateful to know that there's still faith moving in the earth. Oh, this great hour, just now when we're expecting some great something to take place, a believing people, they believe because you told them these things. And you said to Nathaniel, you shall see greater things than this. Grant it now, Lord, may they be conscious that Christ keeps every word and every promise. May the Holy Spirit come powerful upon this audience just now. And if there ever be a shadow of doubt anywhere, Satan, you've lost the battle. You're exposed. The Son of the Living God is here. And I hear thee in the name of Jesus depart from here. Let every sickness go, every affliction. Us the devil are casting away in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, Satan, and leave these people alone. In the name of Christ, the Son of God. Amen. Stand to your feet. Getting praise. You couldn't hear. Put your fingers in here. Whatever it is, getting praise. God's Spirit moves over the place and heals it.